It was a short week for the team this week, with Abby off sick on Monday.
I'm back.
She's back, baby.
Stop panicking. Because yesterday, I was off.
And when Abby's away, people always seem to message Rowan.
I got a few messages, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Same.
From listeners. One lady in particular, Kate, said to me, "Hey, what's going on the podcast?" And I said, "Hey, Abby's sick."
Abby's sick. Did you say that I was sick?
Yeah, I said you were sick. But the funny thing was, sick or in New Zealand.
That's what you said.
That's listeners said.
Oh.
And then Rowan thought he almost had to dump Abby.
I wish I was in New Zealand. My God, I wish that was the joke. I wish I'd gone to New Zealand and I'd just been, you know, so in my little chum.
Sorry, what? I didn't hear that properly. Do I need to dump that?
No, it wasn't a swear word. It's fine.
Abby and Rowan reflected on Tracy Grimshaw finishing up on a current affair.
I'd love to go to Tracy Grimshaw's house for lunch. If she's invited.
What do you reckon she'd put on the spread? What do you reckon she'd cook out?
A roast chicken.
Yeah, she'd do roast chicken.
But she'd do it still on like a 35 degree day.
Oh, she
she'd
would.
She'd do a full roast and you'd be like, "Tracy's a bit hot." She'd go, "Doesn't matter."
Still the gardening gloves on?
Yeah.
They also had a theory for what's next for Tracy Grimshaw.
Yelling at her neighbours, trying to get some conflict in her life again. Neighbours from hell.
I know people.
Yeah.
Take you down.
I'll get
you.
Tonight on Nine, she's back.
I'm Tracy Grimshaw.
Don't miss Tracy Grimshaw, a neighbour from hell. Tonight from 7.
Go!
Abby chatted to one of her favourite bands this week, Lime Cordial.
You know how much I love you, it's no secret. I've been a fan, you the awkward laugh.
And the band learned that Abby's never seen Scrubs.
Scrubs? Mm. You remember that show? I don't know, it was about a couple of doctors anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Colin Feet.
You don't really know that show? I thought it was a huge comedy back in the day.
Yeah, but when I was a child, all I watched was Law & Order SVU.
Oh, yeah.
So I have like a panic disorder now.
Don't go through it. It's not funny.
Okay.
It's not funny now, looking back.
Don't worry, Abby. I haven't seen Scrubs either. The boys also have a great plan on how they're going to progress their careers.
I reckon we just follow your career path now. Well, are you gonna plans for overseas domination? Because can we like follow you over there and
you
can play us on everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, can I MC you though?
Not that she's leaving you guys.
How long?
No.
This week, producer Max had us all scratching our heads in what's Max thinking of. The only clue he gave us was this.
Ooh.
And Abby and Rowan, well, they were both very confused.
Ooh. Is it so it's an item? So it's not like a person?
Is it one of...
And finally, one of them guessed it.
So it's long and hard, you can use it in public. Is it not like a pogo stick or something?
It's a pogo stick!
Oh, my God.
So while Max is hopping around on a pogo stick this weekend, that wraps up another week. On Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
This is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.